Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Back on a throw. Jones is there. It's caught. Julio stays in. Hit the pylon. Touchdown, Atlanta.
It's time for the Falcons flyover.
A complete recap of today's game as we check in with Coach Quinn, quarterback Matt Ryan, and more Falcons.
As we also get your take on today's game. The Falcons flyover is on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com. We're live inside the Kia Studios right now. You are listening to the Falcon Flyover. I am your host, Thomas Mott. Dylan Matthews in producing, and we're going live for you guys for basically the next 2 hours until 7:30 p.m. as we roll all the way up until the start of Sunday Night Football. This show is built for you, the listener. Excellent post-game show. The Mercedes-Benz post-game show just wrapped up with, of course, Paul Crane and Harry Douglas. A lot of analysis, a lot of highlights, a lot of audio. We're going to do all that as well on this show, but we're also going to have the phone lines open. We want your guys' reaction to the first game of the 2019 Atlanta Falcons football season. What a tough one. Boy, 28-12. It was not as close as it sounds right there. Of course, we're going to get to the highlights at the top of the hour in case you missed any part of this show. Again, I am Thomas Mott. I normally host a show on this station called Ready or Mott. So if you don't recognize my voice, it's because you don't stay up late enough. But this is what we're going to be doing every single Sunday from here on out after every single Falcons game here on the Falcon Flyover. At 929 The Game to follow the station on Twitter, at Real Thomas Mott to give me a follow as well. Here's what I need you to do. Go to my Twitter account. Pulled up right there is a poll. It's our Falcon Flyover poll question of the day. And it asks, how concerned are you with the Falcons after game one? You have three answers. A little concerned, you have relax, it's only week one, and then you have panic, no playoffs. Right now, that has almost 300 votes, and 39% of you have voted for a little bit concerned. Listen, we're going to get a lot of analysis today. We're going to take a lot of phone calls coming up here a little bit later. But the initial reaction to this is, let's be honest, guys, I am not that surprised. Don't take that as a negative. I've said on my show many times, this can be a good football team, but here's what the Falcons were up against. Remember, we're going to do the highlights here in about 13 minutes. We're up against the fact it was a great defense, and the Falcons' offensive line, let's say it as it is bad. The Falcons' offensive line is not good right now, and it's going to take some time before they get to that point. Four total sacks by that Minnesota defense. It felt like a lot more. Matt Ryan was hit seven times. That felt like a lot more. Listen, here's the deal. McGarry and Sombrelo basically mixing and matching on the right side of the offensive line. We knew that would be a problem. But Jake Matthews on the left was a problem again today, too. If you want to narrow it down to one underlying thing, you start with the offensive line. The other issue, of course, is turnovers. When you go down the list, and we're going to give you the highlights coming up in about 12 minutes, you go down the line, I mean, good Lord, block punt. Bad Matt Ryan interception, Devontae Freeman fumble, and every single turnover in the first 10, 12 minutes of the game resulted in a Minnesota Viking touchdown. You blinked, and it was 21-0. And you get to 21-0, and it's like, well, I mean, what do you want to do? Because the offensive line struggling so much, very little running game, and Matt Ryan has no time. Absolutely no time to throw the football, and so the offense had a very difficult time moving the ball down the field. The stats for today will be a little bit jarring. Yeah, if you missed the game, you just pull it up on ESPN, on your phone app, and you're like, oh, how did Matty Ice do? Well, he was 33 of 46 for 304 yards, two touchdowns, two picks, which we'll get to, but those are way overblown because the two Falcons scoring drives came late in the fourth quarter. The Falcons were spreading it out. They were going hurry up. And the Vikings basically let them move the ball down the field. Matt Ryan did not have a good day. The running game had an awful day as Devontae Freeman, how about 8 carries for 19 yards, the third leading rusher on this team. In total, they had 73 total yards rushing. It was a bad day overall. And the issue is, Philadelphia comes to town next week, and Philadelphia looked great today. We'll update you on, of course, all the highlights a little bit later on in the show, but you have a brutal start to the season, and we've talked about this on my show. The scary part is, how long will it take for Matt Ryan to have protection? If it takes 2-3 weeks, we're fine. If it takes 2-3 months, if it's November, December, before McGarry, Lindstrom, everyone else starts to figure it out, oh boy, this is going to get very scary as we continue down this line. It's a scary football game. It's a scary team. You have all this firepower. You have all these weapons. And yet, you cannot protect Matt Ryan. You can't run the football. And the defense really got run over. Dalvin Cook had himself a day. And Kirk Cousins threw the ball 10 times and yet felt like a world beater. I mean, it felt like Kirk Cousins the first quarter was balling out of his mind. And he was. But later on in this game, it got so bad that Kirk only had to throw the ball 10 times. Unreal. Unreal. Again, if you're just joining us, Falcons fall 28-12. Here's how we're going to do this show. We're going to take a break in about a minute and a half. We'll come back, reset, top of the 6 o'clock hour. We'll give you the full highlights. Full highlights from the call, of course, heard here by Wes Durham and Dave Archer on 92.9. And then the phone lines will be open, 404-741-0929, the number to get in on the conversation. That is also the phone line for our Salmon Brothers Diamond text line, so you guys will be able to call in. And the question that I'm going to initially ask is the biggest concern. What was your biggest takeaway in terms of concern for this first game? Offensive line, and big list to choose from. Offensive line, running game, defense, secondary, Matt Ryan. You guys get to pick, and we'll take your guys' phone calls a little bit later on in this show. At 929 The Game to follow the station on Twitter, at Real Thomas Mott to give me a follow as well. Here's what we'll do. You give me a follow on Twitter, and you will get a shout-out on the air a little bit later tonight. All right, quickly, quick break here. When we come back, let's get into the highlights. We'll jump right into exactly what went down up in Minnesota earlier today as the Falcons have fallen 28-12. We're just getting started here. It's the Falcon Flyover, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com.
Now more of the Falcons Flyover.
A complete recap of today's game.
Our Falcons play here.
The Falcons Flyover is on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com, live inside the Kia Studios right now on the Falcon Flyover, about to jump into the top of the hour, the highlights of the day, the full rundown of the highlights, and then that is when we will open up the phone lines. Everyone wants to jump on. I know you guys want to react. That's what this show was for. We're going to get plenty of your guys' phone calls coming up after the highlights, which are going to happen in like a minute and a half. So just give me a little bit of patience. If you want to react right now, though, you can text in at 404-741-0929, as a lot of people are already doing that on our Salmon Brothers Diamond text line. Someone just said, my prediction, Ito will take Devontae's position. It will take till game number 3 to get the O-line in sync, and it will take game number 4 to get the defense back to game speed. Someone else said the Falcons should be ashamed after their lack of effort and poor coaching also, especially on defense. That's the big surprise for me. We knew the offensive line was going to be atrocious. Like, we expected it. Now, did we expect Devontae Freeman to struggle running the football today? Maybe not. The defense was really bad. I mean, they could not contain that sweep to the outside by Dalvin Cook. Dalvin Cook had his entire, I mean, he had his way. Kirk Cousins had only to throw the ball 10 times because Dalvin Cook was breaking off 20-yard runs, it felt like, every single time we were looking at the television. The defense is the shock here. We knew the O-line would stink. The defense was atrocious. They gave up 21 points like that, and then here we are, 28-12. All right, I'm being told I got to take a quick break, as in like a 30-second break here. We'll get Matt's Sports Flash update, give you an update on the early games. We'll come back. Highlights, phone calls, get ready. We're just diving into the Falcon Flyover on Sports Radio, 92.9thegame.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.